Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is January the 3rd, Wednesday evening, our Wednesday online daily bread. We welcome you. Thank you so much for coming and joining us to receive the word that it may encourage you, strengthen you, uplift you, and if needful, rebuke and exhort us to cause us for much growth in our lives and for us to bear much fruit in this time that we're living in. This is the new year. So we welcome you to 2024, our new year, that we will let the light of God's word shine in our lives. Amen. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, and his ability. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue and have given us exceeding precious promises that we may be partakers of them all. And I just want to say, Father, thank you so much for every listener, Father, that we don't just listen, Father. We're not only hearers, but we're doers of the word. And I say, I'm a doer of the word. And when I do the word and I obey the word, then that's when I get results. It's when I'm only a hearer and now a doer, I will not get any results in my life. My life will not shine forth like it should and bear much fruit. So Father, I just want to say thank you so much. Holy Spirit, thank you for revealing the word of God to us that brings life and gives us health in our bodies and gives us the wisdom and the knowledge, Father, giving us the mind of Christ, Father God. And we have our minds set on things above and not things below, Father. We don't set our minds on things of the natural, but we set them on spiritual, Father. Spiritual revelation that you give us, Father, because we walk by faith and not by sight, Father. We live here on this earth, Father, our natural beings, but really, we are not just humans. We are supernatural, spirit-filled children of God, supernatural beings walking through this earth, Father, and just doing all that you called us to do, Father, revealing the good news of Jesus Christ to every person we come in contact, Father, and we just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit. We just love you. We thank you for giving us inspiration, illumination, revelation, and impartation. And from impartation, we participate. And we thank you and we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you and bless you. Amen, amen. And you know how much I love to read for our daily bread is the health food, because that is so important. Because if we don't have our health, we're not going to be any good. So we got to have good health. And the way we have good and great health is by reading the word, keeping the word before our eyes, in our ears, and in our mouths. So Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. My heart is to just give you the word that will bring forth healing to your body, medicine to your whole body. And then the rest will follow. The wisdom, the knowledge, the favor, the peace, the love, the mercy, and the compassion. But we need to be healthy. And I'm not saying that we're not going to be attacked, because the enemy, the two areas that he attacks us the most is to attacking our bodies and our finances. Because he knows if he attacks us in our bodies and we don't believe what the word of God says, we'll stay sick. In our finances, we can't do anything, because we can't give to the kingdom of God and give to missionaries to go around the world. As our motto is, our seed is known around the world, touching many nations of the world, bringing in sinners into the knowledge of the good news of Jesus Christ, and they become believers. So we want to say thank you once again. And I'm going to be reading out of Health Food Devotions by Kenneth E. Hagin. Health Food Devotions by Kenneth E. Hagin. And I think this is about my 13 or 14 year that I've been reading this health food every night. I want to keep my body healed and walking in divine health. But even when the enemy and symptoms come against me, I have the word of God in my mouth, a two-edged sword that I can wail it out and say, no, you don't. And we stop it, and the sickness and disease will not take longer for us to be healed, because the word of God is medicine and health to all our bodies in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's look at Proverbs 4, 20, 22. Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verses 20, 22. This is my favorite scripture. My son, it can read, my son or my daughter, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all the flesh. For God's word is life unto those that find them. And we are the children of God, so we find his word, and his words become health to all my flesh and medicine. Can I hear an amen? God's word is medicine. According to the New Strong Concordance of the Bible, the Hebrew word on verse 22 translated, all right, means health. Actually, it means medicine. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In other words, actually means medicine to all their flesh. In other words, this scripture actually says, God's words are life unto those that find them, and medicine to all their flesh. Amen. God's word is medicine to all my flesh. I want you to confess this. God's words are life and medicine to all my flesh. God's words are life and medicine to all my flesh. Notice this passage of scripture begins, my son, my daughter, attend to my words. What does it mean to attend to God's word? It means we put God's word first. Then we are told to incline our ears unto his words. In other words, listen to God's word. Finally, we are told to keep his word in the midst of our hearts, and that is the spirit man of who we really are. Amen. The inner man, the spirit man of our hearts. Amen. So there are three things we are told to do with the word of God. In other words, attend to God's word and put it first. Attend to his word and put it first. Then two, listen to his word. Number three, keep it in the midst of our hearts. Keep God's word in your spirit man, because that's where healing comes. Our spirit man. Healing comes from the inside out. It doesn't come from the outside in. We started with our spirit man. If we have a strong spirit, our spirit man is strong, we're going to be able to wield the two-edged sword. And guess what? It'll bring the manifestation of our healing faster. So keep God's word in your spirit, man. Amen? Why are we told to do this? Verse 22 says, For God's words are life to those that find them, and health and medicine to all our flesh. I believe that. Do you believe that? Say, I believe that. God's words are medicine to all my flesh. They are life to all my flesh. Does God have medicine? Yes, he does. And you know what? His medicine, we can't overdose with his medicine. Never, never. It just causes us to stay healthy more and more. It's not like natural medicine that the doctor gives us. If we take too much, we can overdose and we can die from it. But guess what? The more word we get, the more life we get in our spirit man, the stronger our spirit man is, the more medicine we get, the life of God that is in us is radiant and is health and medicine to all our flesh. It's His word. His word is medicine to all my flesh. Say, His word, God's word, is medicine to all my flesh. That means it's good for stomach aches, blood, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, blood disease, cancer, thyroids, sinus problems, and for all our flesh. It is good for all our liver, kidneys, heart, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, lungs, ligaments, tendons, muscle, joints, everything from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. God's word is medicine to all my flesh. It is health. It is life, abundant life, the over the top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. God wants us to be healthy, and that's why Jesus said He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we were healed. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we were healed. And if we were, we are. Matthew 8:17, as it was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah, Himself bore all our sickness and disease. So if He bore them, why should we bear them? In the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes we were healed. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And don't you know, the sickness and disease is an oppression of the enemy. He's the one that brings sicknesses. He's the one that throws symptoms and sickness and disease to our bodies. And if we don't believe the word of God, those sickness and diseases are going to latch onto us. But since we are born again believers, we believe the word of God. As soon as those symptoms come, we say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You get out of here in the name of Jesus. I resist you. I submit myself to God and I resist these symptoms in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right and I command you to leave. Pick up your weapons and flee from my body, from my house, and from my property now in the name of Jesus. I give you no place. I give you no place. I give you no place in my body in the name of Jesus or my body. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My confession is, our confession is, I attend to God's word. I put it first in my life. Say, I attend to God's word. I put God's word in my life first. I put God's word first in my life. I listen to God's word. I keep God's word in the midst of my heart. God's word is medicine to all my flesh. I put God's word first in my life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you and I honor you. Always keep the word before you, because there's life in the word. There's power in the word. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, that you've given us all the gift of reconciliation. And that means for us to tell the good news everywhere we go, in the marketplace and in the workplace, Father. And you told us the good news is found throughout the Word of God. Good news is found throughout the Word of God. Jesus Christ is good news. He is the best news that we can know. The love of God is good news. The forgiveness of our sin is good news. The blessing of the Lord is good news. The peace of God in this crazy world is good news. The grace of God and His mercy and compassion for our daily lives is good news. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That is good news. The hope of heaven is good news because we know when we step out of this body, we'll be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. And by His stripes, we are healed. That is good news. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. What good news is for us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. When we get right down to it, all good and lasting news centers around the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we want to hear some good news, listen to Jesus. Amen? Listen to Jesus. Mark 9:7. This is my beloved Son. Hear Him. Amen? If you want to experience good news, believe Jesus. Speak Jesus. Trust Jesus. And obey His word and follow Him all the days of your life here on earth. Can I hear an amen? Thank you so much for your love and prayers. We love you. Thank you for joining us on Wednesday online. And thank you for coming to the Baca Center in Round Rock on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And we are on YouTube. And that is, we have live services, but it'll be online and you can watch it on YouTube after 7 p.m. on Sundays. Every Sunday, you'll be able to go on YouTube. Just go on First Kingdom Family Church YouTube and you'll see the live messages that we do on Sunday evenings. And we thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your love and your prayers. Thank you for your support. We love you. We thank you. And this is a new year that we can start again with the Lord Jesus Christ, doing the Word of God, being doers, not only hearers, but doers going forth in victory, being overcomers. And I say, grace, 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 and victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace, 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 and victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ, for there is life. For there is power in the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you. We bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And remember, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus' name. And we set our minds on things above, not on earthly things of what we see. For we walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name. We love you. God bless you. Have a great evening and have a great week to come. I bless you. And I plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family, your children, your grandchildren, your son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, and the angels of the Lord encamp around, all around you. And the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around you. We're in the bubble from trouble, and we're in the canopy and in the umbrella of God's protection always. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We love you. God bless you. Good night.